Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Marty Martinez. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Angel Manuel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hamilton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Hamilton. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Chambliss reaches third base with a triple. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Rudy goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein is walked intentionally. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Epstein scores. Manguel moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick now playing right field. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Dave Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Dave Hamilton. Ed Farmer now pitching. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Gene Tenarche. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball towards center. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to second for the out. Foster scores. Chambliss moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.